You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah! This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Amen. This day, the Lord said, give thanks. Amen. It's on my spirit that we need to stop and give thanks. Hallelujah. So we're dedicating this hour today to giving thanks unto the Lord. Amen. For giving thanks for the things that he has done, for giving thanks for the things that he is doing, giving thanks for the things that he is about to do. We are slowing down, speeding up, changing our focus and setting our eyes, setting our gaze on the Lord God Almighty. Blessings to you. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. Today, we are giving thanks. Amen. So let's get our hearts into a posture of thanksgiving. Let's get our minds into a posture of thanksgiving. I thank you, Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit say, because God, hallelujah, our Father who art in heaven, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, knows exactly. Matter of fact, and know better than we do, know exactly the climate of our life, knows exactly the condition we are in, knows exactly our emotional state, knows exactly our mental state. Hallelujah. The Lord God Almighty knows exactly the condition of our soul. He is the doctor, the physician of our soul. He is the doctor, the physician of our minds. He is the doctor, the physician of our hearts. Hallelujah. He is the physician, the doctor, amen, of our relationships. Come on, somebody. I hear the Lord say, doing surgery on them relationships. He is the doctor, the physician, hallelujah, of our finances. Who knew they needed a doctor of their finances? I didn't until this moment, okay? I did not until this moment. But I need the Lord to be the doctor of my finances. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. So we say thank you. But first, we enter, as we enter, ooh, I'm reminded of the Psalms that say, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. How are we entering into his presence today? The how is with thanksgiving, and the how is with praise. Hallelujah. As we draw close to God, he is drawing close to us. He's drawing near to us. And so, Heavenly Father, we come fully humbled. Let's humble ourselves, hallelujah, in this moment. Thank you even for teaching us how to walk in humility, O God, how to think in humility, how to talk in humility, O God, how to be corrected into humility. Lord God, we say thank you for a spirit of humbleness. As we enter into your presence, O God, we thank you, Lord God. We come lowly. Hallelujah. I'm reminded as Jesus entered into Jerusalem in a lowly fashion, in a lowly position. We enter, O God, into your presence today in a lowly place, from a lowly place, from a lowly position. Lord God, we repent of our sins. Hallelujah. Lord God, clean us up. Lord God, oh, wash us and make us new, oh God. Creating us a clean heart, oh God. A right spirit. Spirit, O God. Lord God, we thank you for the emptying that you're doing, O God, of the stuff that we're holding on to, of the stuff that we're carrying, O God. We empty out before you right now, Heavenly Father. And if we are already feeling empty, O God, then we thank you because we are in a good position for you to fill us up. Fill me up till I overflow. Yes, Lord, we want to run over. We want to run over. Thank you, Lord God. Fill us up till we overflow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, I want to run over, Lord. Fill me up with your spirit. Fill us up with your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. And we say thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for scripture. Hallelujah. We thank you for forgiveness. Hallelujah. We thank you for your long suffering. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for your favor. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are on the throne. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a living God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a God who speaks back. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is always available. Hallelujah. We thank you for your omniscience, your all-knowingness. Hallelujah. We thank you for your omnipotence, your all-powerfulness. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you for being omnipresent, that you are with each and every single one of us wherever we are. Oh God, you know our exact coordinates. And so we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. I'm gonna stop and I wanna read scripture as we continue to give thanks. Hallelujah. And see the Lord just put it on my spirit that there is something that happens when we're in this place of thanksgiving. And even right now, I'm reminded, hallelujah, of even this action that I'm doing of a stirring or like a spinning, amen, is that of like the atmosphere starts changing when we enter in this place of thanksgiving. The atmosphere of our mind, thank you, Holy Spirit, begins to shift and change and shaking up the stale places and ridding us of the stale thoughts. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Rishandia. And rid us of those stagnant places in our thought life. It's a stirring that happens even in the spirit of releasing a fresh anointing. Something happens. Something happens, a stirring that comes with a fresh perspective that happens when we participate in thanksgiving. Ah, we are participating with God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Woo! Shandarabosa. We are participating with God. We are partnering with God when we enter that place of thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. We are partnering and coming into agreement with His truth, with His ability, with His power, with His all-knowingness. Ah! We are leaving. We are leaving earthly things and coming into and conforming to heavenly things. There's a power. There's a power. Ah, yes, Lord. When we participate. participate with Yahweh, with Adonai, with our Abba Father in giving thanks. Ooh, somebody said, this is my season of thanksgiving. I'm choosing to give thanks. I'm choosing to give thanks over complaining. I'm choosing to give thanks and that's it. So let's look. 1 Thessalonians 5. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When we give thanks, didn't the Holy Spirit just say we are in partnership? When we give thanks, we are in his good and perfect, acceptable will. Come on, Romans 12:1-2 speaks about presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. We have to sacrifice and give thanks. Because the situation and the circumstance, amen, is one that is not, that does not easily prescribe for to give thanks. Does that make sense? But in every circumstance, pleasant or unpleasant, beautiful or ugly, rejoice worthy, or not so much rejoice worthy. We're giving thanks. And it's a practice. We practice it. We practice and we grow in our skill set of giving thanks. In our ability to give thanks, our mind starts to shift and focus. And I begin celebrating even the little small doings of the Lord. The little small victories that we can gloss over, that we can miss because of those things which we deem huge. And some of them may very well be. But let's starve those and ignore, amen, and abort those areas, hallelujah, or the situation trying to dictate to us how we should act and what should we do, and how we should respond and what we should believe. And instead, let's plug into the Almighty and fuel in and grow in and get stronger in giving thanks and let the Lord dictate what we should do and let the Lord dictate how we should respond, and let the Lord dictate, our next move. I wanna read the two verses ahead. It says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing." This is a lifestyle. This is a continual. This is living in a place of, this is my base level. This is my natural state. My natural state is to rejoice. Our natural state is to rejoice. Our natural state is to pray. Hallelujah, no matter what we see and no matter what it feels like. And again, it's just practicing in this area. And so today we're practicing, and today we're getting better, and today God is saying, stop. It's time to give thanks. Because I'm moving and you don't even realize it. Because I'm active on your behalf and I'm delivering and I'm shifting and we don't even realize it. And to some of us, it's not, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's not what it looks like. Ooh, yes, Lord. So God, we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for a reshifting and a reminding us. In giving us our prescription and giving us our instruction for the week. I don't know about some of us or you guys. Last week, the Lord was saying, be still, be still, be still, be still. Peace, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still, be still, be still. And all through the week. And even until this morning, I was hearing the Lord, be still, be still. Was I perfect at being still? No. But he would correct me into and readjust me back into alignment of being still, being silent. And I really believe that today, he's saying our new instruction, our next instruction, as we're forging forward, is be in thanksgiving. As we're forging forward, as soon as I said that, the Holy Spirit just spoke a thing of stop focusing on the past. I thank you, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, today for delivering us from our past. Whatever those past things are, past hurts, past letdowns, past disappointments, delivering us from past traumas, delivering us, thank you God, delivering us from past, from resentment that is in our present as a result of past, from bitterness that is in our present as a result of past. For delivering us of guilt that is in our present as a result of our past. God, we say thank you right now. Thank you, oh God. We thank you for how you're delivering us from past things that we can't seem to let go of. We thank you, oh God, for causing us to move forward. Hallelujah. I'm being reminded even right now of scripture when God will call one of his servants, like when God called even Noah in building the ark, right? And moving forward in that, it got to the point where then Noah had to leave all the things that he knew of past. He had to leave. Abraham had to leave past in order to enter into the presence. In the presence that comes with the promise that is before us. And even Moses, when God called him to go back into Egypt, he had to leave Midian, leave the past of those. He even had to leave what happened in Egypt before. And there's some people he had to leave. And God is, deliver us, Lord God, from anything, any habit of a past that is unhealthy for our present and unhealthy for where you are now leading us and guiding us. Deliver us, oh God, from the ways of the past, from the thoughts of the past. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That keeps us bound. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That it affects and infects our present and the blessings and the things that God wants to do in our present because we're so busy in reacting and responding off of things that happened in our past that now we're allowing our decision making to be out of that lens and not the Holy spirit lens or filter. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 help us, Jesus, Jesus, help us, Lord. We thank you for your delivering power. We say thank you, even if we still are in the bound place. Ah! Hold on, hold on. It's scripture, y'all. It's scripture. It's scripture. Even if we are in the bound place, in the bound place, we are giving thanks. We are giving praise. We are looking to you. We are trusting you. We are, listen, it's scripture. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, is it reminding me? Yes. See, we're giving thanks. Listen, we're giving thanks. We're giving thanks. We're giving thanks. We're giving thanks. Yes, even in the bound place. Yes, we haven't seen the deliverance happen, and we've been in the bound place for a long time, and we've been praying from out of the bound place and giving thanks. And some of us say, well, I've been giving thanks and I've been praising. Well, we're going to continue until. Because it's not that God is not doing it. And if he's telling us, which I believe, and even, listen, Lord, if I'm incorrect, correct me. But I believe you're telling us in this hour, in this time, giving thanks is the answer. Giving thanks is taking our eyes off of the stuff and setting our eyes on our sovereign God and setting our eyes on our Savior. So remember, we're coming from the place of giving thanks in all things, in every situation. We are to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us, concerning you, concerning me, concerning we. So let's look at scripture. Acts chapter 16. Come on, somebody. Paul and Silas, they're beaten for doing the Lord's work. They're beaten. Paul delivers this girl who has who's possessed with a spirit of divination. Ooh, Holy Spirit, make us sensitive and discerning and aware to the people we're hanging around. They're the people who are entering into even our space. Make us discerning and aware of the spirits that are entering into that place. Hallelujah, somebody, because everybody don't have a correct spirit, amen, and everybody's not functioning out of the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. So thank you for delivering us, and then even delivering those people from the spirits, familiar spirits, spirits of divination, spirits of, thank you, Lord. So Paul, she's following Paul and Silas and the rest of the Lord's servants, whoever else is with them, and she's crying out saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. But she's speaking, but Paul is discerning the spirit. Let us be, thank you, Lord God, for discernment in this season. We need discernment. And I even hear the Lord saying, discernment comes when we get in a quiet place with the Lord and we are in that intimate place in the spending of time and getting to know him even on a deeper level. We all can afford to go deeper. We all can afford more to spend more time. And the more we are acquainted with God and the thing in the spirit of the Lord, then the more discerning we become. And so, after many days, Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Isn't this aligning with 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18, where we are to rejoice forevermore and pray without ceasing, hallelujah, and to give thanks in every situation, in every circumstance, in every thing, hallelujah. Paul and Silas did not allow them being beaten badly to stop them from to rob them of their praise and to rob them of their prayer and to rob them of their giving thanks and to rob them of their focus on their Most High God and to rob them of their relationship with the Almighty. Paul and Silas did not allow, hallelujah, their current situation of being bound, and even thrust into the inner prison with their feet shackled, their hands shackled, but their praise was not shackled and their prayer was not shackled. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And their thanksgiving was not shackled. And I believe that God is telling us in this hour that to not allow the situation to rob us of our prayer, to rob us of our belief, to rob of believing in Jesus, to believing that he is able, believing that with God all things are possible. I believe that God is saying and encouraging us, hallelujah, to not allow what we are going through and what we have endured and what we feel and the pain, hallelujah, and the intensity of and the being overwhelmed of and how dark it is to keep us to kill, steal, and rob our most powerful weapon, our rejoicing, our praying, and our giving thanks. So look, somebody say, so what happened? So what happened when they was praying? And what happened when they sang praises? Because something happens. Something happens when we pray. Something happens when we praise. Something happens when we give thanks. Something happens. And I don't know how long they was praying. And I don't know how long they was praising, but they didn't stop. And what caused them to shift into a new was the shift that heaven, from heaven invading earth. Somebody say, heaven is invading my earth. Heaven is invading my situation. Heaven is invading my circumstance. Heaven is invading my condition. Heaven is invading my mindset. Heaven is invading, overtaking. Yes, it's a heavenly takeover. Yeah. Somebody say it with me. I know somebody. I know one person just said that with me. I do know one person. I hear you right now. I hear you. Okay. So what happened? Somebody say, what happened? Verse 26, Acts 16, verse 26, it says, and suddenly, we're close to a suddenly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're close to a suddenly. You're close to your suddenly. Don't stop praying. Don't stop seeking. Don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting. Don't stop giving thanks. Matter of fact, let's do it more. Matter of fact, let's do it some more. Let's increase it. We be praying for increase. Lord, increase. Thank you for increasing our prayer life. Thank you, Lord God, for increasing our worship life. Thank you, Lord God, for increasing our attitude of thanksgiving. Thank you, oh God, for increasing our praise. Hallelujah. A praise that's independent of what's going on and what's happening around. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for increasing our patience. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, oh, I hear the Holy Spirit. I'm picking up what the Holy Spirit is putting down. And that suddenly and immediately is standing out to me. God might as well have highlighted it, circled it, underlined it, and put a star next to it. Because the suddenly and the immediately is standing out. We are closer. Some of us, one of us, is closer to your breakthrough. Closer to consuming in the manifestation of the answer to your prayer. We're closer. There's a suddenly and an immediately that's upon us. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. There's a sudden, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a suddenly and an immediately of us being introduced to God's supernatural power, to the supernatural, to his miracles, signs, and wonders. We don't see it coming. We don't know how. Listen, this is probably the last. This probably wasn't even on the radar of what could happen. It's not even on the radar of what God is about to do. It is not even conceivable. It is unimaginable. It is unthinkable. Come on. I'm reminded of Coach Dawn Staley over this past week when she won that championship. She said, it is uncommon favor. It is uncommon! Because it's not what we did to line ourselves to inherit or to possess or to achieve. It's what we did in the spirit and what God did from the throne, hallelujah, and released onto the earth. Ah, yes! Yes! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. And immediately all the doors were open. All the doors. Not some of the doors. Hello? All of the doors were opened. We're talking about the impossible being possible, people. Children of God. Saints. We're talking about God doing the impossible. What we deem impossible. We didn't even know it could be a consideration of the thing. God had to introduce us to it. Let's take our faith higher. Let's take our faith higher. Let's believe him for more. What? What? Somebody say, what? And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. I just want to stop here really fast because I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you don't have to avenge yourself and you don't have to defend. God is taking care of your enemies, our enemies. God is avenging. God is, hallelujah, judging in a way in our favor, that lands in our favor. Somebody say, in my uncommon favor. Okay? But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Again, it's something about, I have to stop there right real fast because the Holy Spirit tells me to. It's something about when we're in that prayer place. It's something about when we're in that Thanksgiving place. It's something about when we're in that rejoicing place. It's something about when we're in that secret place. Our responses are now that out of a godly place. That God is even catching us by surprise with how we respond and the way we respond. Amen. And what we pay attention to and what we don't pay attention to and what we care about and what we find ourselves no longer caring about. Come on, somebody. There's a something that happens internally and externally, spiritually, with us. Amen. When we are in that Thanksgiving place. Hallelujah. "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house." So him and his whole household. His household is saved on behalf of his acts. Ooh, we don't even realize the power in our own walk. Who will be saved as a result of our walk? Who will enter into, who will experience God's miracle working power as a result of our walk of serving, of praying, of rejoicing, of praising, of thanksgiving? And for anyone of us who are believing, for some of in our household and some dear to us, of being saved and coming into their a righteous walk. We thank you, oh God, for the win, the victory in their lives. And we're going to praise you and rejoice until we see it come to pass. And remember, I hear you, Holy Spirit. For somebody, for some, God is saying it's not what it looks like. I don't know. It's not what it looks like. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. So we see just one. This is just a little looky-loo, a little picky-boo. Come on, somebody say a little looky-loo and a little picky-boo, pick-a-boo. A little example, ooh, of giving thanks in the most discouraging, despise-worthy, deliverance demanding, seemingly dead and done situation, and experiencing the resurrecting power of God, breathing his breath of life and quickening and awakening and delivering and carrying us into life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, God. I think we kind of been on this little theme of deliverance from the bound things and the bound places. And even I had a quick image just now of Lazarus coming out of the grave because Jesus called him out in the power of God and commanded the grave clothes to loose him. So we thank you for the loosing, oh God. Thank you for teaching us also how to use the keys that you've given us, keys to loose and to bind on earth, hallelujah, that it will be so in heaven. We thank you, oh God, for teaching us. We thank you for the tools of prayer and the tools of thanksgiving and the tools of rejoicing, oh God. Let us enter into that place even more, oh God. Let us become professional praisers and professional thanksgivingers, yes, and professional prayers. Amen, hallelujah. Let us become professional in this area. And God, we say thank you. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us. We thank you for encouraging us. I thank you for each and every single person under the sound of my voice. I thank you for how you're moving in their lives very personally and on an intimate level. And I thank you for how you're answering their prayers, oh God. I thank you for letting them know how you hear them and that you are moving. Thank you for sending your thank you for the Holy Spirit for comforting them. Thank you for sending your angels to minister to them, oh God. We say thank you right now. We thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, over our homes, over our vehicles, over every place that the soles of our feet will tread, over our unions and relationships and children. We thank you, oh God, for your blood. And we'll be sure to remain in this position of seeking you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and remember, with God, all things are possible! Hallelujah!
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.